Hey, Social Salad family and friends of the family. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we're going to talk about one of your most asked questions. How do I convert leads from Facebook? But before we get started, I want you to know this will take work. All marketing does. Guys, there's no easy answer that will say this post will convert all of those likes to clients. So keep that in mind through the podcast and try not to get overwhelmed by the scope. But just the fact that there is that scope tells you what a goldmine Facebook can be if you work it right. So we're going to tell you how. And if you love your business and you want it to succeed, you will put forth that effort. We'll give you the tools, but the rest is on you to use them. That being said, we will keep this as straightforward as possible. But guys, don't let this disclaimer fool you. This is probably going to be a cakewalk. Okay, Sydney, let's get started.
All right. So before you can convert leads, you need to get the leads. And in order to get the leads, you need to target the right audience. And sometimes we think targeting everyone will get us more leads and a higher reach because we're targeting a larger amount of people. And that totally makes sense, but it just doesn't work that way. You end up targeting people who are not interested, and therefore you're wasting your time and your money. You want to put your efforts into understanding your audience, not someone else's. So figure out who would be a good fit for your product or service and why, and then what solution it provides. And then create content around that. So do some market research. Ask questions in groups that have your target audience. Reach out to people through Messenger. Ask. You have to ask sometimes. Don't just post blindly. If you want to build a solid audience that is engaged, you must find out what it is they want and understand what solution your service or product provides.
Absolutely. That's something that Sydney and I do all the time in our Facebook group. We ask what the members want from us.
Right, because our group is not about what we want. It's about what you want. And the only way we know what to post and the only way we can know how to help you is for us to ask you, and that's exactly what we do. So when it comes to posting, I guess this leads into the next one. The second most important thing is to add value. Within your content, you need to add value. A lot of people think that they should use their business page to constantly promote. There are other ways to promote and get your sales than being salesy. So get your content down right. First, you want to understand your audience and then develop content around their needs. So give them a solution. Another thing that people keep asking is, well, what do I post if I am supposed to post every day? First of all, keep your eyes open in the social salad because I do a lot of posts on what to post. And I'm always trying to give you new ideas. And some of the ideas are more general, such as testimonials or Facebook Lives, answering questions. But that's because you should be incorporating those, but applying it to your business. So answer frequently asked questions for your audience or run polls and ask what they want. Show testimonials, give statistics, give your opinion. Show, don't tell is what I like to say. That is when you will provide the most value. Don't do a sales pitch every day. Show, explain, let them realize that they need your product or service. You need to hook them. When you think about it that way, you will have an easier time developing content.
Absolutely. And another way you're going to do this, guys, is through your blog. I will say this over and over and over again. Your business needs a blog, even if you don't want it to have one. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the most straightforward way to provide value and get people to your website, where guess what? They will learn more about your services, products, everything you have to offer. Mm-hmm. So you can provide value by listening to your clients' needs and writing about those needs. And then guess what? You're just going to share those posts in Facebook. And hey, that's a post for the day. But you can also do it by connecting with your clients. So maybe, or by connecting with your potential clients.
They will be your clients though.
Yes.
If you do it right, if you put in the work, they'll be your clients.
Power of positive thinking.
Yes.
So you're going to connect with them. And three really great ways to connect with them are by showing off your knowledge, by showing off your cause, and by showing up in your community. So first, let's talk about what you know and how that will help you be able to not just obviously do your business because you have to know what you're doing, but also get clients. show them your knowledge and insight in your industry. Maybe you're not some big guru, but you still know about what you do. So when relevant news happens in your industry, write a blog post about it. If you can offer free tips and advice, which Sydney will talk more about in a second,
yes,
write a blog post about it. Maybe you have a series once a week in which you answer the most frequently asked questions from your clients. Guess what? Does that sound like anyone?
Hey.
Post that on your blog and share it to your page or group or whatever you have. And Sydney will also be talking about this in a second too. Your blog post will help send people to your site and provide valuable content through your email marketing campaigns. Look at that, guys. Two birds, one stone. You've got posts, you've got email marketing, a little bit of work, but overall it's easy breezy. So what's all this to your followers? It shows them your passion for your industry and that you know what you're doing. You may not be the world's most well-known expert, but in that blog post to those leads, you are. You are their expert. So take advantage of that. Because I've also said this before, potential clients want to work with the best. So put forth the effort to prove to them what you already know, that you are the best.
And if you want to convert, remember, you need to add value. And you, yeah, like Megan said, you need to show them you're the best, but you have to put that content out there. And it takes a little bit of work and it takes a little bit of time. But in order to build up your brand and a reputation, you have to do that. And it's really important.
Absolutely. If you're not willing to put in the effort, then you're going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
There's another way you could provide value, and that is through writing about your cause. Let followers get to know you outside of the industry. Again, when you write, it doesn't always have to be about your industry or your product or selling. So
that's a really good point too to mention, because so many people are so business focused on social media. Business, I need to write just about my business. But people need to get to know who you are, because if they know who you are as a person or as a brand, they're more like you'll connect with them.
Absolutely.
You'll connect with your audience.
You have to connect with your audience in order to build your trust. One way that audiences really connect with brands is if they stand for something. So for Sydney and I, our cause is anti-bullying.
Yes.
Whatever your other passion is, whatever this cause is, create posts about it. Introduce the cause to your followers. Tell them why it's important to you. Talk about events that you might sponsor or news about what's going on in development of the cause, whatever it is. You're going to connect with clients on a personal level simply by having a cause. Your brand being invested in something other than just sales will do wonders for its reputation, because we all know people who love to brag about how they bought XYZ brand and it gives a free pair of shoes to kids in need or whatever.
Yes, yes. Like Tom's.
We know lots of people who have lots of Tom's.
Yes. I wasn't thinking that one through. One day in the social salad, we will explain how Megan and I are cousins, and then this will all make sense, but we'll just go past this right now.
Moving on, guys, you just need a cause. And you have to write about it. Okay, so the third way you're going to connect with local leads is by showing how you're part of the community. Write about what's going on in your neighborhood. Show up for the community and they will in turn show up for you. This idea of buying local, going local, shopping local, it is only to help your community prosper. So prove to your community that you're invested in them and they will invest in you. By the way, guys, I also have a full video of all the logistics of why you need a blog for your business, breaking down how it helps SEO, getting your site ranked on search engines. It's all on our website, socialsalad.com. So check it out. Go to tutorials and it is called Why Your Business Needs a Blog. Okay. So, Sydney, I mentioned offering like freebies, tips, and advice. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, first of all, I also want to mention that when it comes to writing all of this content, you need to give it time to work because, like we've said a lot in different posts, you need to build trust with people. And just because you spend a week or 2 weeks or even a month writing content, it doesn't mean that people will trust you yet. You really have to build up a reputation. And I think it's Warren Buffett that says it takes 10 years to build a successful and like well-branded business. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to take you 10 years, but you need to spend at least 6 months taking consistent action before you just decide to give up and try something different. Because this works. We do it with our clients. We've done it for ourselves. For ourselves. It works. So just give it time. But what I want to talk about is freebies and get into all that. So now you know your audience, you have your capturing content, and now you need to get them to take that next step. So we need to get them to convert. And this is called call to action. You can do this in so many different ways. And so now you know your audience, you have your capturing content, and you need to get them to take that next step. That's how you are going to convert leads. And this is called call to action, and there are many ways to do it. My favorite way to convert leads from Facebook is through using a CRM system like MailChimp and building your email list. So the way that you can build your email list is by doing freebies or a giveaway. This is just one way. There are many ways, but this way works really well. Mm-hmm. So in order to enter, in order for your audience to enter, they have to provide their email. So this way, they're getting something very valuable in exchange for an email. So maybe you don't offer a service, so you can't create an ebook, but you offer products. So maybe you give away a free product in exchange for an email.
Or a coupon code.
Or exactly. Something like that. You can get really creative.
Exclusive sales if you're a part of our email list.
Exactly. You can do things like that too. So then whenever you get those emails, you can add them to your database, and then you can, and then we'll get into what you do after that. But that's something that's really, it works really, really well. And you can also share those giveaways in other groups if those groups allow it, just to get some more traction. And then you can also boost the posts, the posts for the giveaway or the freebie. You don't have to put money into it if you don't want to. But if you're at that point in your business, you totally can. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. The other thing that will be really beneficial to help you grow your email list is to create a Facebook group. And Facebook groups are a really great way, not just to grow your email list, but to also collect data to see what your audience really wants so you can best help them.
Absolutely.
And one way that you can grow your email list through your Facebook group is when people sign up, when members sign up. So when you, I'm going to say sign up three times, but to the Social Salad, we ask you for your email address. We don't want to spam you, and we don't want you to spam your audience. The idea is to add value. If they want to provide their email address, they can. They do not have to, and not everyone does, and that's okay. But that's just another way to grow your email list. And in your database, you can separate the list so you know where everything's coming from, so you know who's interested in what, and that actually helps break it down even further so that you can
better target them.
So another
thing I want to talk about, because we're on Facebook right now, or we're talking about Facebook groups in particular, just because this podcast is about Facebook leads, guys, it doesn't mean that it all has to be on Facebook. In fact, it shouldn't. As most of your businesses will be local, this is really important. Your leads and Facebook followers will also mostly be local. So while it's important to network on your Facebook group, to network on other Facebook groups, to share your freebies or whatever on other Facebook groups, it's just as important to network in person. So aside from the obvious, going to networking events, going to meetup, going to those meetup.com events, whatever is in your area, those are important for you to do. Aside from that, how do you go from a person liking your page to that person meeting you in person? As long as your personal Facebook is appropriate and won't cause controversy in any way that could negatively affect your business, if you think it will, go and change it right now. Use that. Request local followers as friends. Invest some time. Find out which followers are most active in your actual community, the events they go to. Start conversations with them about that. Or if you have an event that you will be part of, invite them. And don't just invite them, start a chat. Tell them about the event. Offer, you know, say, swing by my booth and I'll give you a free, I don't know, t-shirt or whatever you have. And let them know that you're looking forward to meeting them. Whatever it is, meeting someone in person, face-to-face, makes a connection better than over the internet.
So, and I'm sorry interject, but even if you don't have a service, because this might sound like, you know, if I have, well, we have a marketing company and going to networking events, like, you know, it's easy to network, build connections, get appointments and all of that. But if you have a product, and like I've said in other podcasts, I can relate to people with products also because I have my own. It's still good to get your brand out there, because if you're networking, you can talk about your brand. Maybe you don't set up an appointment with them, but maybe you tell them your website and they buy from you. So this applies to all types of businesses.
Yeah, I mean, there are other events out there too. If you have a restaurant and, you know, you're at some sort of Taste of Austin show, or there's a trunk show that you're a part of, if you have, you can invite them to come into your store and shop at your store if you own a boutique. I mean, there's an unlimited amount of things that you can start a conversation about and then get to know them and get them in a comfortable place where they want to learn more face-to-face about your product or service.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So you're building a relationship with this potential client, a relationship that began on Facebook but is built outside of Facebook. You may think adding them as a friend seems a little creepy. I get that. but remember, when someone likes your page, they're showing interest in your brand. So they're essentially opting in by giving you their name, their personal profile, and a personal way to contact them, which is through Facebook Messenger. So don't neglect that. Remember, your ultimate goal is to take this off of Facebook and land that person as a client or customer, whatever it is. So don't be shy. They made the first step in liking your page. The ball is in your court. So go ahead, ask them on a date, so to speak, not literally, because then you really will be creepy.
This is all about building trust. So a big thing when it comes to conversions is building trust, like we've said 100 times, probably more than that. So when it comes to networking, this, we're not just trying to tell you what to do to grow your business, but this, I mean, to grow your business, you are, I guess you are converting, but in order to convert, you have to build relationships and trust. And it does not just have to be, like Megan said, on social media.
Right. Because the ultimate goal is to take it off of social media and to get that sale.
Right.
In your conversations with these people, though, guys, don't push the sale. Like Sydney said, when you're talking to them, you have to drop the sales pitch, build a relationship, and when they need you, they will come to you because the connection has been established, the relationship has been nurtured, and you're now more than just some local business they liked on Facebook. And hey, guess what? Now that they trust you, they're going to open your emails.
Okay, so I actually have a little story that I want to share. So my grandfather started a remodeling business. And so I always ask him, what is your secret to success? How do you sell? Because he always says sales, that's his thing. He can sell anyone on anything. And so I'm like, okay, how do you do it? And he said, I talk about everything but what I'm selling. And that is because it's all about building the relationship. If you go into a meeting, or I guess even to a post, if you're going to write a post and you just start off with discount or buy this or that or whatever it is that has to do with trying to get money out of people, you're not going to. And that's what, because when I go to a brand or a page or whatever it is on Facebook or wherever, or a website, and all, well, websites are salesy because they're supposed to be, but when I'm going to someone's Facebook page, the business page, and it's for, I don't, whatever brand it might be, and all I see is them trying to sell, I am automatically turned off and I click away. But when I go to someone's page and it's genuine and I can see mm-hmm. other people enjoying it and they're not just talking about their product, it makes a huge difference. So I think we should all take my grandfather's advice because it's really important and it's very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice.
So the other thing that we were going to talk about is, why is building an email list important? So you want people to open your emails because that's how you're going to get them to convert. But why is it so important to even send them the email? So the people who sign up for your email list are the ones that chose to get, going back to what I spoke about before, about the freebie or the giveaway or building your email list. The ones who sign up are the ones who chose to enter to win, or the ones who chose to provide their email address. And they are typically the ones who are interested to some extent. So if you have a marketing agency and you're giving away a free guide to Instagram growth, the people who download that might be interested in actually growing their Instagram. Therefore, you can use that email list of people who are interested, and you can target them with newsletters, new information, tips, tricks, services, all through email. Don't use that email just to sell, because they're going to unsubscribe and they're not going to find any value in it. So, but it takes your system to the next level, and it's more personalized, and you want to target them on a consistent basis. You're no longer just posting content in a group. You are directly reaching out to them with value. Take advantage. It is a big deal. I've converted a lot of leads that way. So Megan and I have been telling you all that we have something really amazing coming out soon that will help you with list building, growing your Facebook group, your business through social media, Facebook ads, and everything you're requesting. We're yes. listening to what you're asking, and that should be available within the next couple of weeks. We're working really hard to get it done.
Excited.
We're very excited, and it's going to really, really help you, and you're all going to love it. We've put a lot of time into this. But in the meantime, take advantage of this podcast. If you don't know where to store your email list, use MailChimp.com, like I mentioned before. It's mm-hmm. a free CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management. You can create really easy templates in there. It has pre-made newsletters, and all you have to do is upload your content. It's very easy, and you can see how each newsletter performed as well. And it's really good to look at the analytics, because then you know what people are clicking on and what they're interested in.
And what they're more likely to open.
Exactly, so that you can continue to build on that. Another question people ask is, how often do I send out newsletters? Because I don't want to annoy people. And I totally get that. Start with once or twice a month, because you're just beginning to grow your... I mean, some of you might already have an email list, but you might not be consistent with it. But now that you're getting back into it, just start with once or twice a month and just introduce it. And then once you begin building, you know, better brand recognition, and you're more consistent, and you're always taking action, you can go to once a week. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's all super salesy, don't. But remember, add value and provide a solution. Be consistent. It won't necessarily convert at first. It might not convert the first month or the second month, but it will. It all happens with consistency. So give it time. You will get results. But use the system of building your email list through valuable content on Facebook, because it works as long as you're consistent and you're listening to the needs of your audience.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's do a quick recap.
Perfect.
How do you convert leads from Facebook? One, understand who your audience is and what their needs are. Two, add value with consistent posts and a blog, and by dropping the sales pitch. Three, by using freebies and networking both in groups and in person. And four, by building your email list. Sydney, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think we've kind of touched on everything.
All right, we hope this gives you some insight on how to best use Facebook and convert those likes to clients. If you still have questions, make sure to join our Facebook group and leave those questions in the comments. Obviously, you'll need to be a member of the group in order to do this, but feel free to join. We would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family. Stay tuned Monday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for the next episode of the Social Salad Podcast. Now available on iTunes.
Awesome. Yes. This is very exciting.
Congrats to us.
To us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.